Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with mild temperatures. Jerusalem will see a bit more warmth under the sun. Haifa remains comfortable, perfect for a morning stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF hit a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon earlier today. The military warns of action if the truce is broken. Also, from Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu is keen on a meeting with Trump at the White House. He aims to reset relations before elections. Also this hour, JNS reports that IDF Chief Zamir stated readiness to act if Hezbollah breaches the ceasefire again. Separately, according to Walla, Hamas is expected to dissolve its governing body in Gaza, making way for a new committee. And finally, I-24 News has information that Erdogan urged Trump to stop a U.S.-Israeli ground operation against Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Hassan Abdul Hussein, a Lebanese journalist, writing just minutes ago, noted that President Aoun's alliance with the U.S. is troubling Hezbollah supporters. Ynet Global posted minutes ago that Netanyahu, once a court-ruling defender, remains silent on current judicial issues. Amidar, a social commentator, expressed his disbelief in a post from earlier, calling a recent event nuts. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's action in South Lebanon. According to the Times of Israel, Israeli forces targeted operatives near the buffer zone. This follows recent tensions with Hezbollah. The move aims to deter further ceasefire violations, maintaining regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's pursuit of a White House meeting, as reported by Ynet, the Prime Minister seeks to restore U.S.-Israel relations after recent conflicts. With elections approaching, Netanyahu wants to align on key issues like Iran and Syria. A face-to-face with Trump could shift diplomatic dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS highlights IDF Chief Zamir's comments on a potential Hezbollah truce breach. Zamir emphasized swift military response if needed. He urged the Lebanese army to take control of Hezbollah's arms. This could impact Lebanon's internal power balance significantly. Separately, Hamas's potential disbandment of its Gaza governing body is reported by Walla. The change would allow a technocratic committee to manage the region. This move could alter Gaza's political landscape, affecting daily life and governance. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on Erdogan's pressure on Trump. They report that Saudi Arabia's dissatisfaction with recent conflict resolutions may influence U.S.-Israel military strategies. Diplomatic relations in the Middle East could face further challenges. In financial news, first, CTech reveals Israeli startups raised over $3 billion in June, driven by AI investments. Key players like AppsFlyer and Syra led the charge, indicating strong market confidence. Separately, Ynet Business explores the dramatic downfall of Nanox, a medtech firm. Once valued at $3.5 billion, it now faces significant financial challenges, raising concerns about its future. And finally, Walla Business reports Iron Dome interceptors have arrived in Guam. This marks their first deployment outside the U.S., showcasing Israel's growing defense collaborations internationally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.